shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And I'm Caroline, and today we are recapping Season 6, Episode 3 of Pretty Little Liars called Songs of Experience. And I guess I just don't understand why we had to have two episodes back-to-back with the same name, basically, but...
Me either.
Do you have any ideas? Like, the first one was Songs of Innocence, this is Songs of Experience.
No, I feel like they thought that they were eating. I feel like they thought that it was, like...
It's like, if you're going to do that, you kind of have to do it the whole season. Good luck. Good luck making that work.
Right.
And they didn't. They gave up after two.
I just feel like those also aren't necessarily words that stood out as, like...
No.
This is an innocence episode, or this is an experience episode.
No, I mean, I guess this one, we a little bit more experienced, but I still was just like, I don't really... Really, honestly, this one should have been Songs of Innocence since Smart Andrew is absolved.
I was really actually pissed off.
Really? That he was absolved?
No. The way he treats the girls in the end.
I know.
That was a little much.
It was definitely a
you
little much.
You were in jail, Andrew, but they were locked in a bunker almost a month.
Here's what I agree with you. But if I'm like trying to make sense of this in my head, and we'll get there, but his behavior at the end of this episode, like if I'm thinking about fucking Arya, and I'm like, Arya is actually making to like get me behind bars, and just who Arya is as a person, like whatever. And then on top of it, just if I'm Andrew, I'm like, oh my God, okay, so now I'm looking at this path of people that you guys have left behind who are dead or incarcerated or in trouble or whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's how it happened. It just happened to me too. Like, if I'm Andrew, I am seeing it a little bit like that. And like, but I do agree. Maybe it's a little fresh. Maybe you guys shouldn't have been just like right outside the police station when he walked out.
Yeah.
But we'll get there
too.
No,
I agree with that.
Right. I have the pleasure of doing the recap. So in case you forgot, don't know how you could have. The girls are outie. They're outie of the dollhouse. They were in there for like 3 weeks. We only got about like 1.5 episodes of it. But I can assure you, they're plenty traumatized, okay? And everyone has kind of come to the conclusion that Smart Andrew is the one behind all of this, even though the girls are like, okay, but then who the hell is Charles De Laurentiis? Because like, Spencer was doing, you know, puzzles inside her mind and coming up with this name kind of out of thin air, and then it was like supported by proof. So anyway, they've decided they're not going to tell the police about Charles, about this name that they found, anything like that, because anytime they've tried to work with the police in the past, it hasn't gone well. And honestly, I can't blame them, but like, they do just keep making things more difficult for themselves. Not victim blaming. Anyway, they just think, you know, the police will know it's Charles when they find him. So we're also learning that when A had all the girls in the dollhouse, they all had to do like super fucked up stuff to each other, but none of them know that. So like Hannah, for example, thinks that she might be like the only one who had to play these games, like who do you love more, and you know, choose who gets food and water on what day and whatever. And they had to like pull a lever, and it seemingly shocked the other girls. And we have flashbacks seeing Hannah going through that, as well as Spencer, Arya, and Emily. So they all went through it, but none of them are talking about that. And guys, that's why we need to talk about our trauma, okay? If you're traumatized, it's time to speak out when you're ready, because, you know, fear of the name increases fear of the thing itself. That's what we learned in Harry Potter, and it applies here. But they haven't talked about this at all. So, you know, as far as everyone knows, they're the only one who did this, and they're feeling really shitty about it and don't want to talk to the other girls. Vivi took Spencer's meds. The girls were discharged from the hospital with like a zillion medications, which again makes sense. They were held captive for 3 weeks. And one of those meds was an anxiety medication that can be addictive. So Vivi asked them not to give it to Spencer, but Spencer is pissed because she finally slept like for once in her life. And now she doesn't have the medication, so she doesn't think she'll be able to sleep again. But she did sneakily steal one from Aria, so maybe she'll take it. Who knows? Sarah Harvey was also down in the dollhouse with the girls, not with the girls, but she was down there and found when the girls were found. She was actually there for 2 years. So if these girls are complaining about 3 weeks, I mean, if I'm Sarah Harvey, I'm a little bit like, okay, let's just keep it in perspective. Just kidding. It's horrible no matter what. But Sarah Harvey's there and she kind of has this like connection to Emily now and showed up at her house. And so it looks like the Fields are gonna take in the stray a little bit. Kenneth has told a lie. He told Allie he has no idea who Charles De Laurentiis is. There is no Charles De Laurentiis. But then that doesn't explain who is in these baby photos they found in the dollhouse, who is Charles. So we think Kenneth is lying. Spencer is pretty sure of this, but Allie is choosing to trust her father. Why? We really don't know. And I think that's it. I think that's all you need to know. So let's see what happens this episode. We begin, as we recall last episode, we left with Phoebe and Spencer having a little sleepover, a little girls' night. And this
and seems
we were
to kind
be
of trying to figure out, we kind of were trying to figure out where that would be happening if they were going to go watch a movie, because famously there's not a TV in their like
right.
living room adjacent to the kitchen. But that is where they slept.
Maybe they were watching a movie in their minds. It's called Dreaming. Ever heard of it? Phoebe's like, yeah, since we're going to go watch a movie, in quotes. She's like.
But I do just, I or the idea that there's an arm on that little tiny TV in the kitchen, and they swiveled that out, which means they also both had to be on that couch, and Vivi's like sprawled out on the couch.
Well, I'm also like, I'm sorry, I don't believe that Vivi doesn't have a king size bed, and I kind of don't think Peter Hastings is here, so why couldn't you guys just sleep there?
Because there just has to be a better option.
There must be.
And there is definitely a better option for Spencer to be making this phone call. But instead, she is crouched down behind the kitchen island.
In the same
talking
room
at full volume.
As Vivi. And guys, I mean, we literally call this house the Hastings Castle. So I'd be remiss not to announce that there are a million rooms Spencer could choose from to have this conversation. And it's not like she's on a landline corded phone and she can't. Like, this was Spencer. All G2, no G-Wiz is what this is giving me.
I agree. So Emily is talking to Spencer about Sarah Harvey and what Sarah Harvey said. And I have the same exact thought Spencer has, because Emily didn't ask any follow-up questions.
About?
When Sarah Harvey said, are you sure they got the right guy? We find out that Emily didn't like
press
ask
at all
why she thought that or anything. And Spencer's like, okay, why does she think it's a different guy? And Emily gets annoyed. She's like, I don't know.
Spencer literally goes, just what she said. Was it the way he walked? Was it the way that he talked? She's giving Fixer Upper from Frozen. Was it the funny way he walked? The funny way he talked? You know?
Yes, I haven't heard that song in so long.
Sorry, my kids are auditioning for Frozen, so it's on the mind. I do think we cracked the case. We figured out why they're calling her Shower Harvey.
Well, yes, because she's taking
a ton of showers. It's kind of funny that, like, as a people, they clung to that so much that people are just, like, casually calling her Shower Harvey online.
It's crazy. And we get quite the switch up from Shower Harvey today.
Is it even a switch up, though?
No, I mean the haircut.
Oh, sorry. I'm immune to those now. So I don't even see it as a switch up anymore. But so true. So true. So, yeah, but
Emily says it on the phone. Emily's like, she's in the shower.
She takes a lot of showers.
And I pay the water bill around here. So
yeah, I'm like somehow I feel like Pam Fields doesn't know about all the showers Sarah's taking. Because if she did,
Wayne
she'd be like,
definitely
and so honey, we usually do one a day. Unless we're working out. Have you been working out? If you have your 2-a-days, then we'll allow you to take more shower time. This opening to the episode is interesting, though, because it's like, I couldn't tell if they were on a 4-way call or at first it's Emily calling Spencer, or no, Spencer calling Emily, and then Emily calling Aria, and then Aria calling Hannah.
It's,
or is it a 4-way call? The way that it's filmed is not. It's like,
no, it's not a 4-way call.
Okay,
because I was like, why aren't we all just
talking?
Why don't we
to
have
each other?
A group FaceTime happening right now? But instead, it's a game of telephone, quite literally.
Yes, and of course, Hannah's the last one to get the call.
I think that Emily's the one who's like, how did Andrew went to school with us this entire time.
Yes.
How did he have time to do this? And Spencer says, being A didn't seem to cramp Mona style.
She's like, Mona walked the halls.
And then I think Emily or Spencer said, you can't ask for a hall pass to go feed your hostage.
But it's like, which at Rosewood, maybe you can. At Rosewood, that might be allowed. So then Aria asks, are you going to school? And Hannah goes, hell yes, I'm going to school. Something we've never heard come out of her mouth before. Mm-hmm. And Aria is just not sure if she's ready to do it. And she's also not okay with the idea that this could be anyone other than Andrew. Like, for her, it's Andrew. And if it isn't, then that means they're right back where they started. So even if it's not Andrew, Arya's fine with him being falsely imprisoned.
They really wanted to give us, like, it's so obvious how they want us to know each girl's different coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Arya is, like, it's stubbornness. Like, it has to be Andrew.
Yes.
Hannah wants, like, anything else to think about.
Hannah wants normalcy. Tasks. And, like, yeah.
Emily wants to take care of someone.
Yeah.
And Spencer is just Spencer.
On the case. Spencer's on the case, how she usually is. What is your style, Fee? Which one would you be?
If I was locked in a bunker.
If you were
in
the exact same situation and you don't get to elaborate, I mean, you can elaborate, but you can't add your little spin to it. It's like you're coping one of these ways.
Probably Hannah or Aria.
I'm doing Hannah. New room. New room alert. I love a renovation. Okay, who
How
doesn't love a little
renovation going?
Phoebe, thank you for asking. My vanity is completely built, and it's actually, I did my makeup sitting there for the first time today, and it like brought me so much joy. It's what I needed to help quell the darkness right now. And I got little organizers for my drawers, so all my makeup is like in the drawers. I've never had any like storage for my makeup. It's just been like around.
Out.
And I have so much, so it's like, I don't know how I was living like this. And so now it's all organized and it's so great. So my next task in the room is to sell my previous vanity on Facebook Marketplace and then move up the green velvet love seat I got. And we're in business. We're cracking. It's going well. So I can't wait for you to see it. Anywho, thanks for asking. Moving right along. Hannah is like, listen, we all need to go to school today because I am not walking in there alone. And Aria seems
to listen
for once. Yeah,
she says that
in
Aria's.
I'm wrong.
Aria's on the same page.
I thought, or so we freaking thought. But guess what? A man gets involved and suddenly any friendship goes out of Aria's brain. Classic.
And then Hannah, and I did just, and you might, I was trying to think through people that would be on this list. But so Hannah rips out Andrew's page in the yearbook. That's what she's looking at before she goes to school. But I do want to think about, like, who in her life, who do we know in their grade that is on that same page as Andrew or on the opposite page? Allie's one of them. She just teared out Allie's page, too.
And you know what? I don't think Hannah gives a fuck about that, actually. Actually. Who knows? We could have another dealer in there, too.
That's true. We go to the field house and Spencer and Emily, or Sarah and Emily, sorry, the initials are the same, I just realized.
Ah.
Sarah and Emily are talking about going back to school, and Sarah's like, going back to school already?
Why? Here's the other thing. Why is, I don't like her. I don't like Sarah.
Yeah, she's
so unlikable.
So the
thing is, it's like, even if, like, I can feel bad for you and have pity in my heart and still think, get this girl off my freaking screen. I'm sick of her. I'm sick of her. And why does she have the Spencer eyes still? It's like, girl, you've been sleeping.
And you've been taking plenty of showers.
At the field house, like, we go to bed at 5 p.m. So I know you're well rested, bitch.
And I do think, like, at first I was, like, going back to school already. I feel like in Spencer, like, I know that it's going to take a lot more for her to go back to school because she's literally been in a hole for 2 years. Mm-hmm. But with these girls, it's like, I'm not surprised they're already going back to school. Also, Emily makes a good point. She's like, well, there's not that much left.
Gotta soak up what we can. But also, I'm like, hey, Sarah, this is just another day for them. Like, this might be one of the worst things that's happened to them. It's just lasted the longest. But, like, I mean, in terms of,
and
like,
it was the
injuries?
Most concentrated. They've basically been experiencing what was happening to them in the dollhouse just, for the last six seasons
with no
of this
breaks.
Show.
But it's like for them, they're like, what like, else? Of course they're going to go to school. That's what they always do when this happens.
Right.
You know?
Or not. Or not.
Or, yeah.
Because,
or not.
Emily's like, Pam, she doesn't say Pam.
Emily's
she
like, I'm
call-
I decided,
Pam.
You know what? I'm new now and I'm calling my mom by my first freaking name, by her first name. Pam?
She says.
How do you think that would go? Emily calls
terrible.
Her mom. Pam?
Absolutely terrible. She's like, my mom can take you home. And then Sarah's like, Emily, what if I hung around here for a little bit? And Emily's like, yeah, let's make freaking French toast while we're at it. I'm playing hooky.
Emily's like, okay, well, okay. Let me just give you something. She runs and grabs one of her burner phones. And she's like, oh, she's like, I can't take your phone. She's like, oh, it's not mine. It's a burner. My friend gets them for me. My friend gets them for me.
As though it's like a fake ID.
Is so
as though
funny.
It's like a handle of vodka. That's
as if
how
it's
she's
like cigarettes, you know, and my friend's 18 and can buy them. My friend gets them
exactly.
for me. It's literally like that. So she puts her number on speed dial and then gives it to her. And she has this moment where she's like, there was a story on the news that described me as feral. Do you think I'm feral? And Emily says, more like a lost puppy, and then tries to Galindify her. She goes and touches her hair. Sarah flips the fuck out. I mean, flips.
Actually flips out.
Flips out. Then,
we
so
go
then,
to the brew
then Emily decides to stay and do the
right.
French toast.
She goes, I can go to school tomorrow, but this morning we have French toast to make.
Okay.
Right, okay. Then we go to the brew, and Ezra is bringing Arya some comfort food.
Hey,
he
real
says.
Quick, I hate the short sleeve button down on him.
I don't mind it.
I'm just like, this is you trying to be hipster Ezra, and like, I hate it too. Well,
fair enough.
I guess you just can't win.
You hate everything he does.
I hate everything.
Which is okay. She's like, do you do this for all your customers? And he says, no, just the ones that say they're ordering coffee to go and then don't go. And then he's like, get the fuck out of here.
No, he's like, stay all day, never leave. I wish I could build my own dollhouse and keep you there. She's like, you can hang at the brew, you can go right at the desk in the back. She goes, no writing. I'm like, okay, bitch. He's just giving you ideas. Like, he's like, okay, then you can read, the only two things you know how to do. Like, okay. Then we go to Allison and Spencer, and they're fighting again. Actually, Spencer is fully screaming at Allie. He's like, if there's not a Charles De Laurentiis, why didn't he want us to find that name?
I mean,
it is so
scenes.
Sister fighting. It's cracking me up. And Allie's like, listen, if there was a Charles De Laurentiis, my dad would be at the police station. And Spencer's like, yeah, I wish I was as sure of that as you are. Yeah, right. So Spencer's like, you know what? I'm going to go talk to my brother, Jason. And Allie's like, can you just like leave him out of it? He's fucked up enough. And Spencer's like, as I said,
he's my brother too.
And if I want to talk to my bro, my big bro,
Spencer?
I'm going to freaking do it. Hey, big bro, want to go shoot some hoops? Hey, big bro, can you help me with my pre-calc?
That's how she acts later when she like says our family.
I know. And he's like, can you like not say that? I know we're in the same family, but like, I'm good on that. I'm good.
I do like if I'm Allie, I'm like ready to backhand Spencer. The next time she calls Jason her brother in the same way that like
yes,
Spencer, he's not your brother. Like he's Allie's brother.
No,
he's just not.
He's just not as much as you wanted. It's just not. And Allie has a moment here where like it is very me, but she has a point. She's like, listen, I don't want anyone else to hate me. And that's how it works. I am under every stone that people turn over. I make people into people they never were. And she's just taking accountability. She's like, I know that I'm why you were there. It all comes down to me. Everybody would be fine without me. And somehow that warms Spencer's heart enough to be like, Allie, that is not true. But like, yeah, it is. And you know it
Spencer
is.
Spencer has that moment that Arya had when Arya and Mona were in the bathroom. I love when people on TikTok cut it together.
Yes.
Between when Arya and like season two is like, I wish you broke your neck when you fell off that cliff.
Literally.
Don't ever say that.
She like doubled down.
After she said something so venomous in
abhorrent.
Her ear in front of her boyfriend and her dad.
Yes.
That Mona had to get up and leave, and we the audience weren't allowed to hear it.
I forgot that's the same episode. In fact, it's like the same 5 minutes.
It is, because that's why she goes to the bathroom, and then Mona's like, okay, you made me feel like I should be dead.
And Arya's like, shut the fuck up, Mona. How could you put that on me? Don't say that. Don't say that I said you should be dead. Don't say that. Maybe that's what she meant. So I couldn't believe this when I see Hannah standing solo. Solo in front of the school.
Terrible as I can. I can absolutely believe it. What annoys me so much is...
No text? Aria, no call?
That's what I was going to say. Aria, you're fully sitting at the brew doing nothing. You're not writing, that's for sure.
And it also seems like the only reason you were going to school is because Hannah asked you to go, and you're aware of that. You're aware of that.
And so you didn't send a text?
So you made a decision. It's insane. It's so evil.
Or her brain didn't even go there is the thing. Or she like fully was just like, oh, I'm just not going. She thought she was going to school for herself up until that point.
No, I think she thought, I'm only going because I am such a good friend to Hannah. And yeah. I know the other girls aren't. And Ezra's like, hey, the other girls aren't as good of friends to you. And Arya's like, I know, but... You know what,
Ezra's
right.
Like, sometimes you have to put yourself first. Yes. He's fully putting that train of, just like last week when he was like, Aria, you need to learn to like really check in with yourself. And it's like, that's what Aria's best at.
And Aria has no problems with that. It's also like all the times they were dating and they weren't supposed to be dating and other people were like, Aria, I'm not sure. And he was like, Aria, you know what's best for you. Okay. And that's, it's like that.
He's like, they are trying to get in your head about
about us. And that's, they're wrong. They don't get us, okay?
So then she is standing in front of the
school
alone. Spencer leaves her on voicemail, and then Dr. Sullivan walks up to her, and she's like been calling Mrs. Marin, I guess, with names of other people that she can talk to about everything. And we find out she's consulting with school counselors twice a week. And then the bell rings, and at first I'm like, is Hannah gonna go in? Like, if I'm Hannah, I'm not. And she does.
I know. It's
imagine being the only one of those four girls who were just trapped in a bunker going to school.
Sully seems so proud of her too. She like invites her to stop by to talk to her and whatever. She gets her. I was so pissed at the girls. So we see what Aria is so busy doing, looking through photos she's taken. That's
everything you'd expect. And guys, her photography is everything you'd expect.
It's just like
abandoned buildings, yes. Dolls, typewriters with leaves on them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like her whole thing. And then we find something that looks kind of like Caroline's pink camera from her freshman year of high school. It looks like that camera roll because Caroline had this pink camera that she would take to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And there were all like, I would always look at these pictures because I was like, oh my God, high school looks insane.
Oh my God, really?
So
I didn't know.
Cool and crazy. Because, well, it was just the sheer premise of being able to hold
bring
technology
a camera
in your hand.
And take it to school and like, take photos of your friends.
Exactly. And Caroline was like taking all, it's giving like, you know that meme that's like, this girl's so crazy and it's the girl in like the freezer aisle with a bag on her head and she's like throwing up a peace sign and
they're
it's
like
she's not doing anything
like
crazy
that at school.
It's all like that. Like, you guys like throwing food at each other or putting sunglasses on inside and like
we are crazy.
So cool. That's kind of what we're looking at Aria's camera roll now, because we're getting like funny pictures of her classmates and Spencer. And then we see one where Andrew's in the back, and these are frankly two of the hottest pictures of Andrew.
I literally was like, okay, Andrew, you need to ask for a copy of these. These are
if
actually
I'm
so
Aria,
Aria's like,
Aria, I'm like,
Aria's not looking at them because she's like
suddenly
wondering. She's looking at them because she's like, wait a minute.
Suddenly she's like, wait, guys, are we sure today?
Wait, imagine she's like, you know what? I'm taking the power back. I'm submitting these to a photography contest. What if she like takes them? She's like, oh my God, honorable mention. Are you fucking kidding me? I guess I should have written who this person is and maybe I would have won. They fucking knew how dangerous it was for me to take this photo.
We hear her whisper. She goes, who are you? And then Ezra sneaks up behind her and she like slams her computer shut. Ezra makes an incredible point. He's like, hey, if you don't want people to know that you're hiding something from them, don't hide it.
And Aria's like, well, what if I'm not hiding it? And it's like, so then why the slamming the computer shut? Okay. So Aria.
And she like opens it right up. And then she goes, she says the same. She just rehearsed the line in her head so that if someone were to see what she was looking at, she could go, who was he?
Yeah.
And Ezra's like, you want to find out? How much do you want to know?
I was like, Ezra, were you also like doing fucking investigative work on him? Like, what the hell? So Hannah visits Dr. Sullivan at school and tells her that the thing that A hated the most is that they were all friends. And so ruining that was really the big win. And we keep seeing more of these flashbacks, and she's telling Sully a little bit about them. And Sully's like, listen, I think you should schedule some time. But Hannah's adamant that it has to be all four of them. And Sully's like, okay, but like, I can't make them come. And Hannah goes, you're
this
a doctor. Can't you subpoena them? And I love so that funny. Sully isn't like, that's not how that works. She's like, Or she does say that's not how that works, but she doesn't say like, but she says no knockers nicely. Can do that. Like, she's just like, I can't.
Which is how the other girls would have said it. Spencer would have said, Hannah.
I know, literally. So she's like, if you just get them all to come to my office, I will make the time for them.
This is so classic Hannah that she is the one of the four that clearly she feels so guilty about whatever A made her think she was doing. She needs to talk to the other girls about it, but she doesn't know how.
The fact that none of the other girls even attempt.
Living their lives.
They don't even attempt. Like, this is not a thought in their heads.
They all agreed that Hannah was who they picked every time. Yeah. So, like, in their head, they all were like...
They're like, okay, I never got a shock.
Hannah can go a day without food.
Yeah. They're like, I never got a shock. And Hannah's like, wait, what? Hannah's, like, choosing herself every time. And so are all the other girls. Like, that's the energy I'm getting, you guys. Come on. Anyway, so Ezra and Arya are going to call a doctor. They're calling Andrew's doctor and pretending that Ezra is Detective Marvin, and he really
it's worse than Marvin, it's Mervin.
Oh, Mervin. My favorite question he asked first, he's like, any prescriptions? You know what, no, let's do the basics: date, place of birth, and social security number. And the girl's like, oh, basics. I can't get that to you.
She's like, basics, social what? Security number.
I'm like,
I just feel like we can leave the Bonnie and Clyde stuff to Spencer and Toby,
the actual detective. Thanks.
But we do find something out. Andrew was adopted. And those are sealed. So his date of birth and his place of birth are both sealed off.
So are they thinking there's a chance that he is Charles and just changed his name?
Well, I think they're thinking that the De Laurentiises like would have put him up for adoption.
Yeah. But then that would have been the kid in the picture.
Andrew could be the kid in the picture and also could be a couple years older if the date of birth is sealed.
True, true, true.
And that's why he's so freakishly smart.
Maybe.
That's why he's Arya's.
How long have you been 17?
Only someone freakishly smart could be Arya Montgomery's tutor.
That is so true. Only someone who has knowledge that mere mortals on Earth don't have and could never find in the restricted section of the library. Yeah, it would have to be one of them. So this is hilarious. So I didn't know Allie was a full jock.
Full jock vibes.
Full jock.
And we know she's an archer. You know, she's literally been the prey.
She's literally been the prey. Anyway. Okay, but.
So she like.
But Allie, Archer, Spencer, Mirrorball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think Hannah could relate to Mirrorball.
Hannah
a little
too,
bit.
But like if we're looking at those, like those two are just so. Well, yeah, but no, I agree with you. Hannah, Mirrorball too.
Honestly, all of them except Arya thinks she's Mirrorball.
Well, Arya thinks she's the archer and she is the mirror ball, but she's not self-aware about it. Like, she has no idea.
Right, which is kind of the key point. That's
you
the
have
key
to
of the
know
song.
You're the mirror ball for it to exactly. For you to actually be it. Arya, like, is that and she, like, doesn't realize it, but she thinks she's the archer because everyone's out to get her. And when she shoots, she doesn't miss. Allie's very astute in the scene, though.
Allie is loving this. She is like, she's come into her own. She's not flirting in the like, you know, you want to kiss me way that she did when she was younger.
The
she's learned
way.
To kind of hone her craft and like give Lorenzo just enough.
But she's also like barely flirting at all. Like,
which is why I think it's working.
I think also
but
there's
later,
a level
we do have
to
a sweet, like a heart. Sorry, go ahead.
There's just like a layer to Allie as well here that is self-aware that we have not had before. So like there's
a
piece of
conversation.
Her, yeah, with these conversations that it's like, that's also really likable. And that's something that we haven't seen.
Yeah. When she talks with Spencer later and she like is talking about Lorenzo, it actually made me kind of like, especially with this, that paired with the line in this scene.
And
when she
paired with Spencer at the end,
this whole Spencer thing that has been happening this whole episode, Spencer's really softening to Allie right now.
I'm understanding how we get to a place where Allie is like more forgivable with this episode.
She's talking to Lorenzo and she goes, where are the girls? Okay.
Well, did you tell say how
vibes?
Did you say how he came up to her and approached her?
There, a ball got kicked at her.
So they're playing
kid said,
soccer.
Not this girl. A kid said, my mom said you did it.
Phoebe's just like, Allie asks, where are the girls? And it's like, none of you even know what's happening, like where, why there would be girls or boys. There's a soccer team playing across the street and the ball gets kicked across the street and Allie stops it with her foot and then kicks it back. And Lorenzo's like, nice kick. And Anthony goes, that was not a nice kick. Anthony was like, that was not even like a good kick. He was really.
I think he says you've got moves or something like that. Something
way worse, it seems.
And oh, no. This is actually it, which is worse than what both of us said. You have great control.
But dude, you do not know the half of it.
You don't know this girl.
You do not know the half of it. So, but she's going to tell you. So yeah, then
this is where she has her Hillary moment. And she says, where are the girls?
Feminism.
Lorenzo says, we can't do co-ed teams at this age. And she's like, so no girls team? Weird.
He's like, well, actually, now that I see what an incredible soccer player you are, little Miss Mia Hamm, I would love it if you would come coach the youth girls soccer team. And I literally wrote, are you insane? And Allie says what I'm thinking. She says, being a leader of girls, that hasn't worked out for me. There are mothers in this town who wouldn't appreciate me coaching their daughters. And I'm like, that's honestly so true. and thank you for saying that.
He's like, let me handle the parents. And she says,
good luck.
You don't take this didn't age well, this line. She says, you're not good at taking no for an answer. And he goes, not if it can be avoided, no.
Perfect. You're a cop. Just saying. Anyway, so Toby is watching them.
Toby is literally seething, like lunging over the table in the Apple Rose Grill. Like he may as well be out the window. Like his face pressed literally up against the glass of the window.
He chomps down on a sandwich so hard he bites his lip. He's like, fuck, I chipped my tooth, Allie. It's your fault too. You blinded my sister and you made me chip my tooth.
He hates her so much.
He literally does. So Pam and Emily and Sarah.
Fashion show.
The way that they're all hanging out laughing. I'm like, I've never seen this before.
I know. And I'm like, Sarah, I know you're about to have a moment of jealousy about the relationship between Pam and Emily right now.
There's layers to this. Don't worry.
It doesn't look like this.
It was
all
a journey getting here. Let me tell you. This is after Emily's
last
been missing for 3 weeks.
It looked very different.
Yeah, for sure. So she's trying on Emily's clothes because she's been gone for 2 years. And Pam's like, oh, so you're going to start all over. And Sarah says she's going to have to because her mom gave up. And this is where I'm just like, okay, am I evil? Because I'm a little bit like, shut the fuck up, pity party girl. Like, she just keeps being like, my mom hates me. It's like, I don't even know what's true. I don't know who you are. You're living here.
I'm
taking
all
my clothes. I'm like, I mean, maybe it's true and it probably is true, but it's just like, could they not have written her to be like a little bit more likable? Is that so evil of me to say at this time in her life?
No, I agree. I just think they could have made the character should have been likable.
Yeah, she's not at
all. I don't know if it's the actor or if it's the writing.
I think it's a mix of both. And so Pam's like, well, it was probably like really hard for your mom to have all your stuff around. She goes, she said she needed the space. And like, that's where I'm just like, just drop
girl,
it.
Just,
you don't know
just,
these people.
It's
like,
enough.
Yeah. But so Emily's like, well, take whatever fits. And so that's really it. Pam is trying to give her a mother's love.
Hannah calls Emily, and Sarah looks at that like looks at Emily on the phone with someone, like really, and like she's either angry or angrily jealous of the conversation. And Emily goes, "Wait, where are you?" And we find out that Hannah's at the house. Hannah's outside.
Hannah's like, oh, she walks in the room right here. but that Sarah, I wrote she's here, like, is Sarah Harvey a bad guy? OMG. Because she was giving like bad guy looks during this phone call.
No,
like,
I think it's more just like she goes from zero human interaction to like now she probably feels like she has to latch on to whatever positive relationships she feels like she has.
And we don't know what her relationship was like with her captor. Maybe there was Stockholm syndrome and now like she goes home and she doesn't have anyone, quote, taking care of her. Because there were those moments with Mona where it was like Mona was his favorite and like he was, you know, quote, taking care of Mona, like his little doll. And so if Sarah went into the fawn kind of defense mechanism and that's where she was living for the past couple of years, coming home, having no one there to take care of her, good or bad, or like running away from that and then coming, you know, I don't know. So I'm just trying to make sense of this woman.
And it's tough.
No, easy feat.
So we go to the Hastings Castle and Toby and Spencer are talking and Toby is like, look.
They're cuddling in Vivi's new bed.
Yeah.
the living room couch. Love seat like, even.
Toby is like, Spencer, can you tell Allie to step off? She's ruining my bro time.
He's my friend. And I just want to lose him to some chick.
He's like, can you just keep her away from him? And Spencer suddenly, because of her conversation with Allie this morning, is like, hey, Toby, people can change.
Yeah.
People can change, Toby.
She helped you find us, Toby. And Toby's like, yeah, I just think she's always looking out for Allie. And she has a history with cops and anybody she can use. And Lorenzo has no idea what she's capable of, which is a good point. I mean,
it's true. And I do like what Toby points out. He's like, which I don't think this is why Allie was helping to get the friends. But he is, I can understand why someone would feel this way. He was like, Allie had a reason to get you and Mona because she was going to be put away for her murder.
Yeah, true. And he says to Spencer, he's like, tell me you completely trust her. I'll drop the whole thing. And obviously,
which I don't
Spencer
believe.
Can't do that. Yeah, right. Yeah. So Hannah's at the Fields house to pick up Emily to go to Dr. Sullivan. She says she is declaring an intervention.
She doesn't say hi. She says, come on, get in the car.
Yes. He's like, okay, we're not doing this anymore. Let's new chapter now. Call before you show up.
And Emily's like, I can't. Sarah's inside. And I'm like, girl.
And Hannah's like,
she literally says the words. She says the words, I need to take care of Sarah. No, you don't.
No, you don't. She's not your doll, Emily. You don't.
Which is the vibe right
then
now.
Aria pulls up freaking out because she now has confirmation Andrew was adopted. And Hannah, so they're like, was Hannah he a dealer? It's finally the most wonderful time of year. Fee, do you have any goals for the upcoming holiday season?
Other than being on the nice list for the 24th year in a row, I'm hoping to perfect my Spanish accent with Rosetta Stone.
Love that. My husband's family is Italian, so I'd love to be able to practice my conversation skills over the holidays. Maybe I'll also learn the top secret family gnocchi recipe.
Yeah, maybe. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. And it has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered.
I love how quickly I'm learning with Rosetta Stone. There are no English translations, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And it's a super intuitive process designed for long-term retention.
For me, the convenience is the most important part. That and its amazing value. Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership for all 25 languages, so don't put off learning that language.
There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, the Pretty Little Podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's Lifetime Membership Holiday Special.
This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today today for yourself or as a gift that keeps on giving. Phoebe, is there anything worse than the week before your period? The sleeplessness, breakouts, the cravings, and the blah, blah, blah. PMS is the worst. Luckily, now it's easier to manage with Estro Control.
Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, and the way it eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, which is where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. When that estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS, blemishes, cravings, you know the drill.
Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month. PMS isn't robbing me of a week of my life every month anymore. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PrettyLittlePodcast at checkout.
Again, that's happymammoth.com and use the code PrettyLittlePodcast for 15% off today.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
That's before he was a Campbell. Campbell.
When Arya gets out of the car, Hannah goes, okay, now all we need is Spencer. She like says it to herself. It was really sweet.
I love Hannah so much. I keep waiting for there to be an episode where like I fall out of love with Hannah. I don't think it's ever
it
coming.
Happen.
I'm not waiting like I want that episode. I just feel like every girl's had one. So where's Hannah's? But no, she's just a great character.
But the ranking has always pretty much been Hannah Spencer. Emily. Emily and Spencer fluctuate sometimes, yeah. But Emily, Aria typically. So we go to the DeLaurentiis' office with Jason and Spencer. Spencer disobeys Allie and does go in there. And this is where we have the family.
You think
moment
she would know better by now than to disobey Allison DeLaurentiis.
Literally. Jason's like, yeah, my dad's been pretty busy. He's trying to figure out how many people he can sue at one time, which is so funny. And then she's like, I need to talk to you about your family. I mean, my family. I mean, our family.
And he's like, okay.
I don't think I've ever heard you call it our family.
Creeped out. And so then Spencer's like, do you know the name Charles DeLaurentiis? And Jason gets totally silent. She's like, we haven't gone to the police yet. And he's like, no, I don't. So then Spencer gets the SOS from Hannah to go to Dr. Sullivan. So she's like, I have to leave. And as she's walking out the door, Jason says under his breath, Charlie DeLaurentiis. And of course, Spencer doesn't miss a fucking beat. Spencer's like, what? What was that?
And I'm like, Jason, you should know better than to say anything yeah. out loud.
He's
at
like,
all
Spencer,
her,
I thought you were already in the car leaving. She's like, the room's bugged, babe. Come on.
I have an earbud.
Come on, you know that. You didn't know that? Okay, great.
He's like, it's just a coincidence. Charlie doesn't exist. And yeah. he says doesn't exist, which is crazy. Then we go to Sullivan's office. All of them are there except Spencer. Sullivan goes in to take a phone call. And Hannah's like, it's not about telling her. It's about telling each other
what happened. So sweet. Like, what Hannah wants here is, first of all, she wants freedom for herself and for the other girls of, like, mm-hmm. imagine this prison you would be living in if you thought you did this to your friends and they don't know and you feel this guilt, but you're like, it was probably happening there too, which is why Spencer's smart. I mean, Hannah's so smart, because the other girls, if they would have thought, I bet this was happening with the other girls too, then I feel like they would have taken a similar position to Hannah. But of course, they're just like, if I was the only one doing it, I'm just going to take it to my grave, you know? But right. Hannah, you know, wants them all to talk about it so that it doesn't have this power over them and their friendship will be okay. And Emily's like, no, it's better not to talk about things. And that's when Spencer comes mm-hmm. in like a bat out of freaking hell.
And she's like, she explains the thing about Charles DeLaurentiis that she heard from Jason. And we find out that Charlie was actually Jason's imaginary friend growing up. And then Hannah says, imaginary? Like Mr. Biscuit? And the girls look at her.
As if,
like, she just spoke in tongues.
Like, how come when you found out Jason had an imaginary friend, there was no, like, none of that's you bad so an eye. Embarrassing. But you find out Hannah did. And, what, because the name's different? Fuck you. That's all I have to say to you guys.
And
she's so used to it. She's like, just don't worry about
that's
it.
That's the scene that I sent to Caroline. I sent Caroline a picture of me watching today, and I said, I'm going to throttle them.
I was like, could have been anything.
The look of disgust on all of their faces is unreal. So apparently one day, Ken told Jason Charlie had to go away forever. And Jason never saw him again.
I know it's not a real imaginary friend. It's a real person. But imagine if this was your imaginary friend and your, like, dad just came and was like, yeah, you're never going to see him again. Like, that's so, it's like if they took your stuff. Do you want to know something about me as a kid? And this is when I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, she had OCD. Because as a kid, I would sometimes, like, get in trouble, or I would, like, think I was going to get in trouble for something or whatever. And so I would, you know, look for the consequences. And I would always get, this is going to make me cry, I would always get this image in my mind of Jenna and Snorts in the trash can outside, like, nothing else in the trash can, just, like, them on the bottom, and it's raining. And, like, that in my mind.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that so sad? But, like, I would see it all the time and be like, that would, like, motivate me not to, like, but be evil. Did you ever have, that's another thing, like, I mean, this is a thing with OCD, but I wonder, I feel like it's more common where, like, you feel guilty about your stuffed animals. You know what I mean? So it's like, this one slept with me. Like, I need, they all have to, like, and I don't want them mm-hmm. to sleep on the floor. Because, like, I know they're not real, yeah. but, like, if they are real, and that's so sad. You know, I'm going it's to school. Exactly I'm going to be gone all day.
And they're going to be so lonely.
And they're going to be lonely and, like, feel like I love them. Yeah.
But there is also something just as sad as, like, the idea that Jason is, like, he's lived his whole life thinking that Charlie was imaginary.
And also probably not. You know what? You know? And also probably, like, how that felt so real, you know? Like, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, and also, God, if this doesn't just explain so much of the Jason that we have been learning about throughout this whole show, who, like, has been troubled and dark and broody. It's like, no shit. Look at the family you fucking live in. Look at your life. Like, you behaved better than I would have.
Literally. And the girls are like, so if that's true, why wouldn't Ken just tell Allie that?
Right.
That
when Allie asked, he'd be like, oh, that friend. Was. Yeah.
And then Arya's like, all right, guys, we got to tell Sully everything, but not so fast. Sarah's calling. So of course. At first, I'm like, of course.
Since when do burner phones have front facing cameras? Because it's a video chat. Or back.
Oh my god, and it's
cameras.
A scary one. It's a scary one.
Oh my god, it's so fucking scary. Oh my god, it's so fucking scary. So it's Sarah taking a nap in Emily's bed. I hope Emily knew she was gonna do that. Hope they don't have a guest room she's supposed to be sleeping in, because otherwise Emily's like, yeah, I want to talk to you about a couple things, Sarah. Let's start easy. You're sleeping in my bed.
Why were you in my bed?
Why are you in my bed? Yeah, so they see it's just somebody like walking into the room, hovering over Sarah sleeping in the bed. And then we see a black glove.
Who's filming?
Who could it be? Pam? An unmistakable black glove and a fucking like switchblade comes out. And then like this message is like, you have 30 minutes to get out of Dr. Sullivan's 30 office.
Seconds.
Or she dies.
Right back to square one, it seems.
I would.
So then we go to the field house.
Never be seen again if this was me. Like, I would just be like.
Okay, you got me. Okay, fine. You
win.
You
literally win. Like, I'm tired. You win.
Because I can't handle this. So Sarah's not in bed. And they're like, oh my, they're like pillows there. Which I'm like, Sarah, did you think that that's what making a bed is? Like, why did you do this before you got in the shower?
Because wait, I was wondering that too.
Sarah comes out of the shower and she goes, hello?
No explanation. Who's
and then
here?
Emily basically like lunges at her, picks her up and twirls her around. Like, she is
my
like
darling, my little angel. Mommy missed you. I mean, that's literally the energy. She's like petting her hair. Like, okay. That's why Sarah cuts all her hair off. She's like, stop touching
my
hair.
Don't fucking touch me.
Yeah, literally. So it's bad vibes. Who was in the room with Sarah? We don't know. And someone goes, doesn't someone say, was it Mr. Biscuit? And Hannah's like, leave Mr. Biscuit out of it. Thanks.
Yeah.
But she's not amused. Arya's, she's just like, can Arya's you just like, shut the fuck up?
Did Mr. Biscuit ever send any threatening videos?
Arya.
Hannah's like, shut the fuck up. If you guys
Hannah
weren't here for me in the beginning, you're not here for me now with Mr. Biscuit.
She doesn't even like, yeah. She doesn't even like pretend to not be in it. She's just like, just leave him out of it, Arya. Anyway.
And then Pam comes in. And we find out something quite alarming. They're releasing Andrew with no charges because he is an alibi for when Mona was killed and he was getting his appendix removed when Sarah went missing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all like, oh my God, the person who did this not only is out there now, but has also been out here the whole time. And yeah. Then Arya is like, when did he get released? And he hasn't been released yet. So we know that he wasn't the one that filmed the video of Sarah.
Yes. We get a quick little stop in the office with Ken and Jason. Jason's just like,
and Jason is just like,
looking at his dad.
And that's how we know he and Arya are soulmates.
And that's how we know, yeah, they're going to
fuck.
Because
they both have a who are you moment.
Yes. The girls are filling in Allison on Charlie. And they're like, hey, Allie, your dad lied to you. And
Allie goes, do you guys know how crazy you sound? I'm
and
like, Allie.
Like, they sound pretty normal.
Crazier things have happened.
Crazier things have happened than your father lying to you. Your mom like killed you. Well, she didn't, but you thought that for a second.
She thought that.
She thought that too.
She thought she did
She was
that.
Like, I have it in me. I probably did it. So Allie seems very hurt by this though. Like it's this moment of like, God, I have no one left.
And
it's
says,
my dad, and I want to trust my dad. Like, I want my dad to be a good mm-hmm. person. I actually need him to be a good person. But maybe
she
if
says,
he won't be, Jason can be, you know?
Mm-hmm. She says that Jason always said something was missing from this family, and she thought that she meant him.
Low-key,
it's
giving.
And I'm like, that's so indicative of how Allie feels about Jason. She's
yes.
like, well, yeah. He was
oh,
just like
sad?
Kind of upset.
You're not in the photo albums. And I got to grow up. Okay, I went missing.
And she's like, okay, maybe he wasn't the one that was torn out of the family albums. And I was like, Allie,
so you
yeah.
knew?
Allie, that would be kind of crazy.
And Allie, when I'm looking at the pages, I see Jason there.
I'm seeing pictures of Jason.
So it's like, yeah, what? And hey, Jess. Hey, Jesty. I just know my mom's a scrapbooker, so I think if I were looking through my family albums and there were somebody who was removed from the family years ago,
yeah.
I would still be like, not having a clue about it, because mom would have put other things in the scrapbook. Why'd you leave the big thing with the empty with the tape, so it looks like there was something there that's now not?
Clearly you're a crafty girl, because later on, when in like a couple seconds, and we're all looking through the entire house, Arya goes into a room that looks like it's like a craft room, but also like a tailoring room.
Oh,
and
I thought
also
it was
like
the garage. Maybe it's that room you were talking about. The multi-purpose.
No, that's a different room.
They have
that's
multiple
just
multi-purpose
that's just,
rooms?
That's just the gift wrapping room. This room has like that little like mannequin thing that you'd put like pins in, and then like all these plans and curtains, et cetera, et cetera.
Jars of buttons.
So, jars of buttons, namely. And so they're like, we've been through this place with a map, literally with a map. And Allie goes, you were looking for my hiding places, not my parents. Let's lock in, ladies.
Let's look for proof of Charlie. So while this happens, Hannah is on the phone with Dr. Sullivan. And I'm also like, hey, girls, you're welcome for Hannah taking this phone call, because this is a phone call I would not want to take. Let me tell you that. She handles it better than I would have. She's like, I know you made time for us and it was very rude and I'm very sorry, but like something happened. My mom slipped in the shower. Okay. We think it was the soap, Tempest in a tea bag. It's so funny that that's what she immediately thinks
Emily
of. She's like, I'll make another appointment tomorrow.
Hannah hangs up and Emily's in the back. This made me laugh out loud. Emily goes, as though, Hannah, why haven't you been helping?
By the way,
Hannah,
why
aren't you helping look for stuff?
This isn't a video podcast. So Phoebe just threw her hands up in the air like, I'm walking here. Sort of like I did during the road rage incident that I mentioned on Tuesday. And if you missed jokes on you. We just found out you don't listen to both episodes. And how dare you?
We just found that
out.
We have a list.
And we have your name, your full name, your government name. Not really.
So
Spencer,
Allie and Spencer are out on the porch, and I guess this is an option for a hiding spot that I never would have thought of in a million years. And I'm like, these are changed out so much that something to do with your long lost little brother or older brother probably isn't in the flower pots, Allie.
And also, first of all, I hope you're going to make them look as nice as they looked before this happened, because I bet you you're going to kill all those flowers. And number two, you were just saying, I didn't know this was an option for a hiding spot. Now I'm like, but Phoebe, that's why Spencer and Allie are like the little Nancy Drews, you know, like that's why they find things and you don't.
That's true. They do have like a little sister, like a friend moment that they don't have very
big
often
right here.
Because Allie's like, well, I know you don't hide your secret stuff like under the mattress in the barn. And Spencer's like, yeah, I have a loose floorboard in my closet. And Allie's like, oh, that's always nice.
Spencer's like,
have.
We share DNA, so do we also share the hiding spots?
And then this is where it's like kind of heartwarming, because they're like quiet for a second and Allie goes, so have you met Toby's new partner? And Spencer's like, Lorenzo? And Allie
Spencer's already
like,
been kind of tipped off about this, which mm-hmm. I love.
And she's like, yeah, Lorenzo, he's nice. It's like she doesn't want to give too much away, but she clearly like does like him a lot. And but then she goes, Toby must have told him all about me.
Has he? She like says it, lets it hang for a second. Spencer doesn't say anything. And Allie's like, has he? Because she wants to actually know. Like, it's like she's trying to play it cool. Like, I feel like normally Allie would, where she just says it and like assumes you'll respond. But then when it doesn't happen, it's like, and it's this cute little moment where it's like, has Allison De Laurentiis ever asked if somebody like is into her, knows anything about her? Like, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, has she ever had to ask that question? No. So it's kind of endearing. And Spencer says she doesn't know if Toby's told him anything. And they're just having this cute convo. And Spencer asks where Allie met him. And she's like, well, we like had seen each other, but we really met at church. And Spencer gives her the look like, okay. And then Allie's like, I could never go anywhere, could it? And it's just like this moment of like looking to her sister for, am I stupid? Am I crazy? Like, can you kind of give me the confidence that I'm missing in this moment?
Spencer says just the right thing. She says, there's a version of this where none of us got out of it alive.
Yeah.
And we've all been given a second chance. And I have never met someone who doesn't need one of those. So let's not
like,
waste it.
I like that quote a
lot.
It's
like, and then a Pitbull song starts to play.
Is that what that was?
Every day above ground is a great day.
Wait. Oh, that's a Pitbull song. I was like, a Pitbull song starts playing? I totally missed that. But
imagine,
I don't know Mr. Worldwide's discography as well as you do. So Arya's looking in this room again.
Even if you couldn't name five Pitbull songs, you could identify
and it's just worldwide. They all sound like that. So yeah. Arya sees a mason jar and she's like, oh, I should take these for my future wedding.
Yeah, she because at first I'm she's like,
and I'll use these like buttons looking for the back of my wedding dress. It'll be cool to have eclectic and kinky.
The way that Arya is walking through this house, everybody else is like looking under things. Arya is just like turning a light on, looking in. Arya's and then turning
like
around,
walking around, just like she's like, I'll be able to feel if there's an artifact in the room that needs to be discovered.
So she goes to leave this room like real quick, and then she's like, wait. And then she sees, of course, the mason jars that Caroline talked about.
She's like, I'm not leaving without those
buttons. And then she imagine if she picked up the picture and then like put it through it and like just grabbed the jars.
And then like chose a couple buttons, put them in there and like walked out. She's like, all right, nothing in here. Turns the lights off. She's like, girls, any luck? So she does find something though. She finds a photo that was taken in the same place that the home movie was that we saw with the two boys and Jess. And she says, the boy who never was. Allie goes, you're smart, Arya. I never would have thought to look in the button jar. And I'm like, Allie, I wish you didn't say that.
I wish you didn't say that.
Because that's going to go straight to Arya's head.
Then we have a pretty tough watch of a scene. We go to Rosewood Times Square.
They're like, Ken's going to be home soon, so you guys have to go. And Allie is Hannah's like, Hannah goes, we shouldn't leave you alone. Again, Hannah just being such a good fucking friend. Like, even when no one wants to be, and she doesn't have to be, and it's probably not a good idea for her to be, she still is. But Allie's like, no, I'll call you once he's home, and I've explained it, and I found out what it all means. So now they're in Rosewood Times Square.
And they're walking up past the church and towards the police station. And that's when we see Andy walking out. Andrew walking. That's what I write in my notes.
I write actually something way worse. Can you guess?
No.
Essay.
Smart Andrew.
Smart Andrew.
Andy.
That's what it means.
And they start. Arya starts charging ahead to go talk to him.
I was like, is she about to do a hoodoo? Is she about to go do a hug jump and run into his arms? Andrew!
Arya turns around and she's like, and guys, can you just turn around and give us some privacy?
She's like, you'll understand. You'll understand when you see my submission to the latest photography contest. You'll understand why I'm so excited to see him, because I see him differently than you guys. He's really hot behind these hazel eyes. Or something like that. She's like, I take photos and I missed him.
And he says, you guys stay away
from me.
He's
like, get the hell away from me.
Which I do get. But some of what he says, I'm like, okay, dude, chill out.
And I did also write in my notes, like, okay, but Andrew, you were like, I know you didn't do all this, but all these guys saying like this manifesto and like he was obsessed with the girls. Like, I don't know if the manifesto is true, but you were obsessed with them. You were trying to be in the clique so bad. I've been saying that. So what are you doing now, acting like you didn't kind of get yourself into this mess? Arya didn't ask you to go look for her for 3 weeks.
Exactly. He looks at Arya and he's like, you want to know where I was the 3 weeks they were looking for me? I was looking for you.
She
no
barely
one asked you to do that.
Liked you. She barely let you kissed her like once, and you did not have to do all that. I'm just saying.
And especially later when Vivi confronts Spencer and is like, he says that you tricked him into helping you all these times. And I'm like, there was no tricking needed.
No, he was like ready begging to go. For it. He was begging for it.
Take my keys. And I'll drive.
Anytime also any of the girls wanted to trick him into helping them, he was down. Like, he was looking for any way into this clique possible. He wanted to be the new Allie D. Just admit it.
And he's like, I wanted to be the hero. I was going to be the hero. But instead, I get pinned to the ground by Spencer's boyfriend and then locked in prison. And I'm like, again, I empathize with you being wrongfully locked up. But you didn't have to do that. And number two, what these girls went through is so much worse than being in jail.
So much worse. And also, Andrew, like, the other thing is, what was I just going to say about it? I totally forgot it. But it was just like, I just think it, I don't know what I was saying, actually. Sorry,
after
totally
that, before
it.
He, before they like all leave, he goes, look, there's three months till graduation, or three weeks till graduation, whatever it is. And just stay out of my way until then.
Hannah.
And then Hannah goes, Hannah steps up and I'm like, Hannah, I wish Spencer had said this. Hannah goes, if we graduate, thinking that she's like Edie.
Yeah. And Andrew's like, okay. Spencer, Emily, Spencer, Emily, and Aria when you guys graduate. He's just like, changes it.
I wish you'd been so funny if you said that.
No, Andrew goes, oh, you'll graduate. The school wants you gone just as much as I do. You'll graduate with honors, which is
just as
crazy.
Much as the rest of us is what he says.
Well, I'm like, and I low key am like, girls, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Toby, this was unbelievable. Get a fucking grip,
no,
dude.
No. The line before is worse than what Toby. I know Toby, it's like, read the room, Toby. Mm-hmm. But Andrew looks at the girls and goes, some towns have toxic dumps. We have you.
Has you, yes. Sorry, I got those switched. I wrote it the line down, but you're right. It is such a, it's a crazy fucking line. And then Toby's so, like, okay. Hey, Andrew, need a ride? If I'm Lorenzo, and says, like, and that N-word, and that's it on that.
He
Toby.
Says, as if I'm getting in a car with you two. And I'm like, yeah, Toby, okay, yeah. Toby, you asked for 5 minutes alone with him the last
Spencer,
time you saw him.
Toby, I would rather take a ride with fucking A, with Charles De Laurentiis, than you at this point, when you begged Lorenzo to turn around so you could beat the living shit out of Andrew last week. Like, are you kidding? And also, how long was he in jail? Do we know?
Not that long.
Because, I don't think it was 3 weeks even. So Toby and Lorenzo are just going to go check in, and then they're going to drive the girls home. And this is when I love this little
then
moment.
Aria,
wait.
Aria falls to her knees, and she goes, it's all my fault.
she wishes.
He was in love with me, and I let him fall in love with me.
And Spencer's like, you're kind of forgetting the strip study session I had with him. You're kind of acting like that never happened. But Spencer goes up to Lorenzo and she's like, hi, I'm Spencer. We're Allison's friends. And the way she says it,
it was really sweet.
I just love it so much. And Toby's so annoyed with it, but she's just like, and the way that
Toby's like punching air.
Literally,
Toby's
like,
my one friend.
And Spencer, it's just sweet because it's the way that she does it. First of all, that's not how Spencer interacts. Second of all, Spencer saying that to him, it's just the way that she was like, she says that to let him know, hey, Allie told me about you, not Toby, you know? And like, instead of being like, I'm Toby's girlfriend, you know, she says we're Allie's friends.
Exactly.
And I thought that was a really sweet little wingman moment. And it's like, do we get to have a normal, like, I'm going to be a wingwoman for my friend moment. I'm going to see what he thinks about you moment. Like, are we actually finally going to have one of those in this high school drama?
I know. And so then they talk about how they were all set up, and like this time people know what actually happened to them, but they still don't believe the girls, which is so sad. And it's they're like, we were literally in a bunker, but we're more cut off now than we ever were before. And then Hannah is like, or one of them talks about how A's whole goal is to just make them feel alone forever. And then Hannah talks about the like switch game.
Yeah, so she kind of like confesses it. She's like, he made me play that game, like about hurting people. And all of them are just like, wait, what? They're all like, I thought I was the only one. And Aria goes, I was never shocked. And it turns out none of them were, thank God, because what I was really scared I was about to find out was that Hannah was like the only one who got shocked. I really was like,
because we had just fabricated that whole story.
We did,
line.
But also before we fabricated it together, I was already worried about that. That like that
crazy.
She just never chose, no one ever chose Aria. Like I was like, I would hate that so much. And then they realized that there was no shocking. The point was just that like it was gonna kill them that they thought they hurt each other and like that they had to make that decision. And Spencer says, Charles really wanted us to know that there was a point when we'd all do it. Any of us. All of us. And so now now it's out there. Now we all know. And hopefully, Hannah, you can get some fucking sleep at night.
Exactly. So then we go to the field house and Sarah is sitting on the bay window in the dark. Girl,
why are you in the dark?
Turn on a light.
Turn on a fucking light.
Like, you need all the, even if it's artificial light, you need some kind of, your skin needs something.
You need vitamin D, bitch. I mean,
I don't care if it's electric.
No. Electric chair. Just kidding. But Emily walks in and it's like, I literally was like, who the hell is this? Because different haircut, different silhouette.
Emily screams at the shadow. And then May as well scream and jump in the air when the light comes on and she sees the haircut that
May
Sarah Harding has.
May scream even worse when she, Sarah's like something new and does a spin. I was like, what's with
the spin? It's like,
bro,
you don't have any hair to spin.
What's with the spin?
You didn't need to.
A full pirouette? Why?
Emily hates it.
Yeah,
Emily's
like,
is like trying
Emily
to act
say
like
anything.
She likes it.
She's like, do you like it? Emily's like, it's so funny. So Spencer gets home. Vivi's stressed out. And Spencer's like, just shut the fuck up. I came out in the back of a police car, okay? I couldn't be safer. She's just like annoyed with all of it, with her mom. And Vivi's like, well, the police patrols are coming back. You're not going anywhere without me knowing where you are. And apparently, this is where, I think you already said that, but yeah, when they questioned Andrew, he said stuff about how the girls tricked him into helping. And she goes, is that true? Spencer says, it's made up of facts. That doesn't make it true. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start saying that. Add it to my lexicon.
So funny.
Is that true, Caroline? Well, it's made up of facts, but that doesn't make it true. Figure out what that means. So then Vivi's like, how was school, by the way?
And Spencer's like, can you not do that? Can we not do it like this?
Can like, where you like, not try to catch me in a lie? It's humiliating. I kind of am loving Spencer in this moment. She's like so raw, you know? Vivi says something Spencer's never said. I just want to put an end to this whole thing. Spencer's like, oh, well, I'm loving it. So sorry.
This like, is actually what? Ideal. This is perfect for my brain chemistry.
Yeah.
And then Spencer's like, do you want to put it? You want to put an end to it so much as you wish it never happened.
Yeah.
And I am like, okay, I know what you mean here is that Vivi wishes that she could just like ignore it and like it will go away.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of like everybody wishes this never happened.
Yes.
Everybody wishes this never happened.
Spencer here is making the point that like all these girls have been hiding it and pushing it down. And even Emily's like, let's not talk about it, whatever. And Spencer's here saying like, it did happen. It happened to me and my friends. And so like, as much as you'd love, I'm sure, Vivi, to pretend this didn't happen, it didn't happen to you. It happened to me. You were affected by it. But I was like put in this thing, whatever happened. So I can't just pretend it never happened because I'm different now. And like, I think that's where it's like, hey, Vivi, you might have to relearn how to have a relationship with your daughter because you're going to find out that her entire high school experience was not what you thought it was. Like if you really want to go in here, girl, there's a lot that's happened and there's no way you can pretend it never happened because it happened and they're all changed. Right. And so she says to Vivi, I just kept thinking if we could just survive and get out alive and come home, everything would be okay. But I don't see a happy ending coming anytime soon. And I really wish I did. And that then is we get a montage, definitely true.
It wouldn't be a Pretty Little Liars episode without a montage some kind of off brand alternative pop song.
Yes.
And so we see Hannah, she's looking at paint chips in her room and she pulls down the black and gray toned chips and she's just looking.
Do you think she pulls it down because she's going to choose one of those or because she's like, you know what, no more darkness?
Well, she sits down with them and looks at them. Mm. So I think she's considering choosing one of those colors. Then we go to Aria's room. She's taking pictures. She's taking pictures of her room.
And I look really pretty right now. She looks in the mirror. She's like, wait, who is that?
Who is that beautiful double-head girl in the mirror?
She literally goes, who is that? Who are you? Is what she says to herself.
Who are you?
And she's like, all right, self-portrait time. And she takes a mirror selfie.
And it's definitely like, her face is definitely covered. And she like has her feet like pigeon-toed. Like toes to each other.
100%. The only thing that's missing here is a beanie.
Or a bow in her hair.
Yes.
Which she may as well have. Exactly. Then she goes to take pictures of the doll. We forgot to mention earlier when she was looking at all the pictures on her computer, she like zoomed into this doll on one of her pictures she took of like the bay window.
I'm like, girl, it's in your house. Yeah. So you took a picture of it. So why are you acting so shocked to see it in this photo? Like it's in your room.
Then we go to Allie and she puts the picture back in the photo book and like just hovers her hand over the mystery boy. And then Jason comes in and she shows Jason the picture and Jason.
It's
imagine that like moment of like vindication and validation of like, wait, he was real.
But like, also
I
like
knew he was real.
Devastation of like what was taken from me.
Knowing that
you're
the betrayal.
The people I've been lied to. Yeah, like there's so much happening inside their minds right now.
And like you said, it affected so much of who he was as a person.
Yeah.
So it's like the idea that this person did exist the entire time, and if his parents had just been honest about whatever happened.
Imagine how insane they made him feel. And it's like we know he was turning to substances. It's like, well, why do 100%. A lot of troubled kids do that? Like, you know, and so
speaking of turning to substances, We go to Spencer's room and she whips open that drawer, opens that Kleenex and takes the pill.
I was like, you left this in here for days? You've left this in here for days and you've been like leaving the room?
Okay, girl, maybe Vivi didn't have to worry so much.
Vivi's obviously not that worried, because if she was, she'd be our mom would be searching our room every time we left, making sure we're good, you know? Like, that's just not how, especially if they thought I was lying about where I was going and things like that. So she takes the pill, lays down, immediately falls asleep.
And she's in her outdoor clothes, by the way.
Of course.
Outside clothes.
That's why they didn't sleep fabric. In Vivi's bed, because Spencer's like...
It's like a canvas fabric button-up dress with a belt.
Like the least comfortable thing you could sleep in. The other thing is Spencer... she's got to always be in her outside clothes. That's why Vivi didn't want her in her bed. Because Spencer's like, no, if I'm always ready, I don't have to get ready. I got to always stay in the outside clothes so that if I get an SOS text, I don't have to waste time looking for my clothes in the dark. I'm ready. Exactly. I'm wearing shoes, too.
And I'm going to look cute.
And
let me go to the De Laurentiis house. And
I wrote something here. I called Allie and Jason as they're standing in there waiting for Ken. I called them the De Laurentiis devils.
Ooh.
The De Laurentiis devils are waiting for daddy.
Okay, t-shirts.
Okay,
and then so they're confronting Ken and they're like, so who the hell is this? And he says, don't talk to me like that in this house, not after what you put this family through. He says that to Jason. What he put the family through.
Like that, my mind was blown. There's a moment here, it's like subtle, but it's not a subtle moment that Jason starts the conversation, but he does start the conversation with Ken. And I love that because it's like,
he's
sibling.
A big brother.
Yes. Like, and Allie tried this already and didn't work. And like, Allie needs someone. She needs help. She's needed someone for a long time. And now like we get to see him be this big brother. And he says, we have some questions. We want answers, not lies. And yes, that's when Ken gets defensive. And then Allie holds up the picture and is like, who the fuck
is this? He says, I won't be interrogated in my own house by you two.
It's like, I think you will be.
And then and then she goes, okay, so who's the other boy in this photo?
Yeah. Okay, then let's not do an interrogation. I'm going to ask you one question and just tell me everything and then I don't have to interrogate you, Dad.
And then we get a pan out. We pan out and now we're outside of the house looking through the window while Ken is like telling them all this stuff. And Allie goes, wait, what? That's the last thing that we hear in the episode. But then we see that A is watching from the outside of the window.
Yes, I wrote, Ken sits down and it seems he gives them answers because they're like, what, OMG?
They're like,
yeah, exactly. So that's the episode. This was kind of a boring ep.
I feel like we're having it's a lot of setup these last couple episodes.
Yeah, but I feel like it's gonna start getting crazy because the puzzle the puzzle pieces are starting to fall into place, you know, and it's about time considering we only have like one full season left. So
yeah, literally.
Crazy.
So
do you want to read our
episode
synopsis?
The next episode, episode 4, is called Don't Look Now. And the synopsis is, after lying to Allison and Jason about Charles, Kenneth De Laurentiis comes clean about the family's connection to the young boy.
All right. Well, we'll see how clean you really come, Ken.
And you know what they say, A is for answers.
A is totally for answers. That's what they say. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Happy freaking Thanksgiving. We have decided that in the future, we're not going to release episodes on Thanksgiving anymore because it's just too much. You can imagine the prep going on at our house is kind of insane right now. Phoebe is working her little fingers to the bone. So everybody say thank you, Phoebe, for getting this out so that we can listen to you and all listen to it and enjoy your Thanksgiving. So you have another thing to be thankful for. And just so you all know, we are so thankful for you. For real, this podcast it brings so much joy to our lives, and I think I speak for us both when I say that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So we're really thankful for you guys. We're thankful for the Road Warriors. We have a lot of fun stuff coming up. Tomorrow we're going to have the Martha Stewart documentary discussion. So if you want to tune into that, make sure you are joined on the Patreon for all honorary Connell sisters. It is out there now. And then watch the documentary if you want to like be totally up to speed. And next week, guys, we have something fun coming. So make sure you're following us on social media at The Pretty Little Podcast. The O in podcast is a zero on Instagram. TikTok at The Pretty Little Podcast. All normal letters. But definitely follow us on Instagram. We have some exciting stuff. And if you want to see pictures of the Thanksgiving golf cart parade from years past and from today, that's where they're going to be. So make sure you're following and tune in to all the good stuff that we've been putting out. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.
And splat.
Split.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.